Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book On Democracies and Death Cults, Israel and the Future of Civilization by Douglas Murray. Is a political and cultural argument about the meaning of the Israel-Hamas war for liberal democracies. Drawing on Murray's long-standing focus on free speech, national identity, and the vulnerabilities of open societies, the book frames Israel as a frontline case for wider Western dilemmas, how democracies defend themselves against movements that glorify martyrdom, reject compromise, and use civilian suffering as strategy. It also examines the international reaction to the conflict, including the media environment, activist narratives, and the rhetoric that spreads across campuses and streets far from the Middle East. Murray's purpose is not only to describe events, but to ask what they reveal about moral confidence, civic cohesion, and the willingness of democratic publics to confront ideological enemies. The result is a provocation aimed at readers who suspect that the battle over Israel is also a battle over the future norms and self-belief of the democratic world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, democracy versus death cult ideology. A central topic is the contrast. Murray draws between democratic societies and organizations he characterizes as death cults, meaning movements that sanctify killing and dying, elevate martyrdom, and treat civilian casualties as both propaganda and leverage. In this framing, the struggle is not a conventional dispute that can be solved purely by negotiation, but a clash of moral and political premises. One side values individual life and pluralism, while the other seeks religious or ideological victory, regardless of human cost. The book presses readers to consider how democracy should interpret enemies who openly state maximalist aims, celebrate atrocities, and embed military activity within civilian spaces. Murray's argument also extends beyond Israel. He uses the conflict as an example of a wider pattern in which open societies face adversaries that weaponize the laws and humanitarian norms of the very democracies they oppose. This topic invites discussion of deterrence, proportionality, and the ethical burden on states that attempt to follow rules while being attacked by actors who exploit those rules. It also raises the uncomfortable question of whether democratic publics still recognize ideological total war when it returns in modern form. Secondly, Israel as a test case for Western civilization. Another major theme is the claim that Israel functions as a symbolic and practical test for the broader democratic world. Murray treats the country not merely as a local actor in a regional conflict, but as a society that embodies dilemmas familiar to Europe and North America: terrorism, border security, integration, religious radicalism, and the limits of tolerance. From this perspective, the way outsiders judge Israel often reflects their own anxieties and ideological commitments. The book emphasizes how the language used about Israel can become a proxy for debates about nationalism, colonialism, race, and the legitimacy of state power. Murray also asks what it means when democracies hold one small state to standards they do not consistently apply elsewhere, and what such asymmetry suggests about cultural confidence in the West. This topic links Israel's security predicament to the future of democratic solidarity, whether allied nations will stand by each other under pressure, or retreat into moral posturing and fragmented identities. In Murray's telling, the stakes are civilizational, because the conflict exposes how quickly liberal norms can be turned into tools for delegitimizing democratic self-defense. Thirdly, information warfare, media narratives, and the struggle over truth. Murray devotes attention to the modern information battlefield, where images, slogans, and viral clips can outrun verification and compress complex history into emotionally charged certainties. This topic explores how narratives are built, repeated, and enforced, and how they shape international responses to the war. The book highlights the incentives that drive selective coverage, the speed of misinformation, and the ways in which sympathetic storytelling can erase agency or responsibility from violent groups while exaggerating or distorting the actions of states. It also examines the rhetorical tactics that transform political disagreement into moral indictment, including the use of charged labels intended to end debate rather than clarify facts. Murray's broader concern is that when truth becomes subordinate to activism, democracies lose the shared reality required for self-government. In this view, propaganda is not only produced by formal institutions, but also crowdsourced through social media, influencer culture, and peer-enforced conformity. Readers are pushed to consider how to maintain intellectual hygiene under conditions of outrage, and how to evaluate claims during war when every side has incentives to manipulate perception. The theme ultimately connects information discipline to democratic resilience and moral clarity. Fourthly, campus and street politics activism, identity, and intimidation. A further topic is the role of Western institutions, especially universities, cultural organizations, and protest movements, in amplifying simplistic or extremist interpretations of the conflict. Murray situates this within a longer trend, the rise of identity-based politics that sorts the world into oppressors and oppressed, then assigns moral status accordingly. In this framework, Israel can be prejudged as illegitimate regardless of facts, while violence by non-state actors is excused or romanticized as resistance. The book discusses how such narratives can create hostile environments for Jewish students and others who dissent, and how intimidation can masquerade as moral urgency. Murray also critiques the way institutions respond, often with equivocation, bureaucratic language, or selective enforcement of conduct rules. This topic matters because it shows how foreign conflicts can destabilize domestic civic peace, turning pluralistic campuses into arenas where speech is policed and fear spreads. The book encourages readers to examine the difference between legitimate protest and ideological capture, and to ask what educators, administrators, and citizens owe to the principles of open inquiry. It links cultural institutions to national capacity for reasoned debate and social cohesion. Lastly, moral responsibility, self-defense, and the future of liberal confidence. The book returns repeatedly to questions of moral responsibility, what a state owes its citizens, what a military owes non-combatants, and what democratic spectators owe to truth and fairness when judging war. And pair, Murray challenges readers to think through the moral asymmetries of modern conflict, especially when one side intentionally violates humanitarian norms and then benefits from the resulting outrage. He argues that democracies can become trapped by their own decency, second-guessing the legitimacy of self-defense, while enemies exploit hesitation. This theme also touches the larger issue of liberal confidence, the belief that democratic life is worth defending, and that values like individual rights are not mere preferences but civilizational achievements. Murray warns against the drift into moral relativism in which every action is treated as equally suspect and every judgment is dismissed as propaganda. The topic asks how democracies can uphold law and ethics without surrendering to paralysis or performative guilt. It also explores the psychological dimension of war commentary, why people far from the battlefield may prefer narratives that flatter their ideology, and how that preference can shape policy. In Murray's account, restoring moral clarity is essential for any durable democratic future. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a forceful interpretation of the Israel-Hamas war as more than a regional crisis, including policymakers, students of international affairs, journalists, and citizens concerned about democratic stability. It will also appeal to people trying to understand why arguments about Israel ignite such intensity in Western societies, and why debates often collapse into slogans rather than analysis. The practical benefit is not a checklist for peace, but a framework for thinking about asymmetric warfare, propaganda, civic intimidation, and the moral standards democracies apply to themselves and others. By connecting battlefield realities to media incentives and institutional behavior, the book can sharpen a reader's ability to assess claims, spot narrative pressure, and hold principled views under social heat. Compared with many conflict books that focus narrowly on diplomacy or history, Murray's value proposition is his emphasis on the cultural and philosophical stakes, how open societies interpret violence, defend legitimacy, and maintain competence in their own ideals. If you want an argument that treats the conflict as a stress test for liberal civilization, and you prefer a direct, polemical voice over cautious academic distance, this book is worth buying and debating. If you would like to support Douglas Murray, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.